Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Most people who are work camping know that campgrounds hire people as hosts or to help register guests. However, people may not realize that lodges also hire work campers to serve their guests. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Tikaboo Lodge is located in the northern Lake Powell region of Utah. The lake is massive, extending 186 miles from Arizona into Utah. The lake is in the middle of the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area and very close to what people call the Magnificent Five. Tikaboo Lodge is a 72-room lodge that offers dining as well as offshore marina and boating services. And by boating services, they mean pleasure boating as well as houseboat rentals. The lodge serves as a base for tons of adventure activities, including whitewater rafting. It is open year-round, but it is looking for full and part-time workers from April to October to staff retail stores, food service jobs, customer service functions, as well as housekeeping and maintenance. Tikaboo Lodge is located in a remote area. Grand Junction, Colorado is the closest big city, and it's 3 hours away. However, the scenery near the lodge is spectacular, and working there comes with some fun perks. To tell us more about how to spend a summer of adventure in spectacular Utah, please welcome John Motley, the general manager of Tikaboo Lodge. Thanks, John, for taking a few minutes of your busy schedule today to talk to me about Tikaboo Lodge and the things that you folks are doing up there. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, Greg, we operate a variety of places here and operations in the desert, and we're a hotel and hospitality, food, retail, adventure, and boat services. And like I said, we're very, very remote, and we're a privately owned company who operates the entities around us here.
Oh, very good. And so when you said that you do boats, is this boat rental, or do you have places for people to dock their boats during the summers or winters or whenever?
We do a lot of both, actually. We rent power boats and personal watercraft, and actually the side-by-side ATVs and even kayaks, so human power too, as part of our adventure business. And then we also are in the houseboat business, which we move for private customers that we're about 10 miles off the lake, and we move those back and forth for them consistently. So we do both. Yeah, we rent them to the venturesome that want to get on the lake, and then we move them for, the houseboat and pleasure boat owners that frequent the lake, all the time here.
Okay, so there are two distinct aspects of this business. One is the typical hospitality that would come with running a lodge, but then you also have an adventure component as well, and you need work campers for both?
We do, Greg. Correct. Yeah, the lake business, Lake Powell is an icon, of course, and draws people for, retail and hospitality and hotel and food service and light maintenance. And the adventure side is very similar. There's a retail component with that, a customer service and maintenance side there. So, yeah, we're a smaller privately owned company, but we're very busy. We have a lot of different components. And for the work camper end and applicants, we have jobs in both of those areas for them.
What are some of the jobs that the work campers perform?
Some of those, Greg, would be, retail service associate. From retail stores, we have a quick serve grill, that would be light food experience and sandwiches, customer service areas such as our hotel area there, you know, including front desk and housekeeping and even light maintenance. And then property-wise, too, we have a lot of facilities here to go with what we do. You know, and even items like light maintenance there and cleaning and different jobs in the, even in the retail end of the adventure business, too, in the rental side of it. So we've got quite a few varied positions that would fit, you know, a lot of different backgrounds and experiences. And, of course, you know, train for the jobs specifically, too.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the qualifications for these positions?
You know, Greg, we take people from a variety of backgrounds here. The main qualification is loving to live in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, we are an attitude over aptitude, so we do provide training. But just, you know, basic backgrounds, which, of course, work campers have a variety of, you know, professions, you know, that they're moving away from or just spend a while in. But, you know, almost any background applies that we've seen come through here. And, you know, have adapted well and done good jobs for us. So, yeah, nothing really specific. Typically, having worked with the public and having, you know, liking to work with the public is always nice, in the hospitality sector especially. But, yeah, we don't have any specific guidelines other than an aptitude and want, you know, being adventuresome and ready to enjoy the desert here with us.
Okay. Now, why don't you take a minute and describe what Lake Powell is and what that area is, because it's very unique to America. I mean, there's no other place like it, really.
Yeah, you know, Lake Powell is an icon, obviously, and most people have heard of it or know about it or seen pictures or, you know, or want to visit and all of the above. And it's, you know, it's the Colorado River, you know, that was dammed up for different purposes, including power generation, but recreation is a big part of that. And, of course, it is in part Utah. A good bit of it is, actually, and then part Arizona, and, of course, ends up in Lake Mead. So it's created an incredible recreation opportunity. And then, of course, that has encompassed most of it within the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, which is actually the National Park Service, which manages all that. And, you know, there's the water opportunities and then, of course, the land recreation opportunities, too, that abound around Lake Powell. But it's beautiful. Yeah, whether you love the water and the fishing and all that goes with that, or just that, you know, the land around it and where we sit is an incredible part of the earth too, with all the history and the, you know, the Red Rock Canyons and everything that just surrounds Lake Powell, including mountains.
I understand
too. So it is beautiful area.
I understand that a lot of people refer to it as the Magnificent Five because there are five national parks or recreation areas within relatively close proximity to that.
Correct. Yeah, Greg, well, where we sit, you know, most of them are what we call a day trip, you know, so they could be out and enjoyed. And, yeah, the Mighty Five, as they call it, is well known. You know, literally, you know, we attract visitors from all over the world, and this is a, you know, once in a lifetime visit for them. So, yeah, to have, you know, that number of icons so close to each other is incredible. And then there's so much more that is, you know, unknown or unpublished that is just as beautiful that sits in between all those two. That's just incredible. You know, the magnitude of the land and the beauty of it that sits here with us too.
Sure. You had mentioned in the jobs that are available for work campers, working in retail stores. I'm assuming that's like stocking shelves and checking out customers?
Correct, Greg. Yeah, that encompasses a good bit of it. You know, those two actions and just, you know, being friendly. And, of course, as we mentioned here, a lot of it's interacting with the public. They want information. Again, we've got people that have been here for 30 years, and then we've got people, this is their first trip. So even some of that's, you know, being an ambassador to the Glen Canyon area and Lake Powell and giving out information that a lot of our visitors, you know, want as well.
Mm-hmm. And the quick serve grill isn't real fine dining, right? So it's not like they're going to be experienced as a New York chef to come out here and do some work for you.
Yeah, correct, Greg. It's everything as simple as a sandwich, you know, to a hamburger, to French fries. And, you know, our guys that are passing through here, our customers there, a lot of them are focused on the lake or then some land adventures too. So it is quick serve, and you are correct, does not require a culinary degree or a a tour on the French cuisine to produce.
To do this, right. So are the work campers involved in any type of the adventures at all, either in the maintenance of that equipment or in helping guests have a good time?
We have had them involved in that, Greg, seasonally. Yeah, absolutely. You know, just from helping out with the maintenance items and then, of course, working in base camp or around it, which base camp is our adventure center. And even at the some of our retail areas, which are heavily trafficked with, you know, boaters and adventurers, too. They are, at some point or another, their hands are in that adventure business and, you know, having an impact on our customers that come through in that.
Sure. What kind of or what type of hours do the work campers generally work?
You know, we're pretty, there's nothing, you know, too late or too early. Greg, I would say, you know, typically I would divide it into two different possible shifts. You know, which one would be like an 8 to 5, and then there's some that are that, you know, around a 2 to 10 or 3 to 11. The nature of our business, those are the main two that it breaks into. So nothing, you know, nothing too late or way too early. So typically, you know, 8-hour shifts, and of course around here, 2 days off. You know, we get that guaranteed so people can get out and enjoy themselves with what's around us, too.
Sure. So these are full-time jobs that you're looking for work campers?
Correct. Yes, they absolutely are.
Okay. Are the 2 days off, are they scheduled, like, vary? So some weeks it might be Monday and Tuesday, other weeks it might be a Friday or Saturday? Or do they generally, once they're assigned to a shift, that's theirs during the entire time they're working there?
Yeah, you know, Greg, we're fortunate. We're allowed to be flexible. So we tend to work with our work campers or, you know, any other employees here. So they can vary. Yeah, around here with the nature of our business, the weekends can be a little bit busier. But if, you know, typically people like routine, so we can get them scheduled. But if they need to change those days, we're able to work with them as well. So We're proud to be very flexible and, you know, getting those 2 days set up and then flexing on those if needed.
So you're paying the work campers to go out there and do these jobs. Are there any other perks that are offered to them?
And you're right, Greg, we do pay. You know, that's one thing. We have the, of course, the work camper spaces and competitive wages on top of that. And then as far as what's here, you know, we do offer some discounts and perks within our adventure business. You know, on the boat and ATV rentals. And then if we do a guided trip, which we do those from time to time, then the, you know, our employees are allowed to go on those. And then, you know, just accessibility. That's a big one. Just living here, there's so much that someone can get out and do. Like we mentioned, the national parks within a day trip, that is the proximity to get out and, you know, again, be in the mountains hiking, which we live at the base of, or be out on the lake. So it's, yeah, any of our perks here that we offer from adventure, you know, to employee discounts for food, to tagging along with some of our adventures, and then just the proximity is a large perk that it's just such a unique place that we offer as well, too.
Oh, I'd agree with that, absolutely. So the people can work their regular shift, and then on their days off, they can rent one of the boats at a discount and go out and have their own adventure.
They can, absolutely. If they're, you know, if they're the want to get out and boat, and of course too at Lake Powell they can go fishing, which doesn't require a boat. It's an excellent fishing lake that is well known for the, you know, striped bass and regular bass, and but they could do both. If they want to throw a line from a boat or put a ski behind it, they're welcome to, or they can absolutely go to the lake and fish off the shore too.
Oh, cool. Is there an opportunity to do some whitewater rafting in that area?
You know, we do have some places near us, and two places, actually. There's Moab, which they do, you know, trips down the Colorado, and they actually do jet boat trips, too. So it's sort of a powered version of whitewater rafting that they do there. And then we also sit near Green River, Utah, and they actually whitewater raft Green River, too. So we do, again, these are, you know, our places about 100 miles from us. So, again, another easy, you know, day trip, day adventure to do something like the whitewater rafting as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of commitment are you looking for from the work campers?
You know, commitment-wise, again, Greg, like I said there, you know, our jobs vary. So as we mentioned, there are full-time jobs, you know, part-time jobs. So, you know, commitment-wise, we're flexible there as far as length of the job. And then, you know, commitment is just on a daily basis to be here at work. And, again, the you know, sort of the unwritten commitment is to be committed to adventure. You know, we are remote. It's beautiful, but we are remote too. So I would say the intangible is that commitment to a, you know, to adventurous remote lifestyle here as well.
Mm-hmm. I was looking more for a commitment. Are you looking for a 3-month commitment for people to take a job, a 6-month commitment, an entire season, 1 year, that type of thing?
Yeah, and that's another thing that with us, Greg, we're so diverse that we're flexible, and we've accommodated, you know, work campers and other workers. I'd say what you mentioned is, yes, all of the above, you know, anywhere from 3 months to 6 months, and there are some people that want to stay here, you know, year-round. And one of the great things about us is our climate. So we, you know, if winters aren't your thing, which they're, you know, the cold feet of snow is no longer mine, then, for example, we have people that work 10 months out of the year, and they will go to South America for 2 months. So, yeah, just like the work days and days off, our actual length of term is, you know, flexible too, which is, you know, really helps us as far as people who have different needs and, you know, have other commitments or want to commit for longer or shorter times too.
Okay, so they could come work earlier in the year for a couple of months, then go off on an adventure on their own, work somewhere else, and then come back and work the winter because you're available, you're Absolutely. Open all year long, all year round?
We do. You know, we're to a degree, we're a seasonal business. You know, our hire business really runs, you know, probably April through October, but a lot of our sectors are open year round. So that affords that flexibility too. And exactly what you said, using that example, that people do have that ability to come and go and work together and mutually choose the work time that, you know, that works for both of us.
Are there any traits that you expect from the work campers? I mean, do they have to lift heavy objects or do a lot of strenuous standing?
You know, and of course, it varies by job. You know, some of the more demanding jobs, of course, would be in areas of, you know, maintenance or, you know, outdoor, like the ground. We have groundskeeper roles. So those would be what I would consider the more strenuous. And typically, as it gets in the summer, you know, it does get hotter here in the especially July and August are our hottest months. So there, you know, lifting wise, nothing too big, you know, maybe, you know, 30, 40 pounds max there. And then of course the inside jobs are literally just that, you know, inside and air conditioning. So, but nothing that's, you know, so grueling that it's, you know, impossible to do, but we do. We also are flexible there to what fits people's, experience and preferences too, as to, you know, how they feel about working outside or inside and what they're willing to do as far as strenuous work.
Okay. And you had mentioned that it's a rather remote location. How far away from a bigger city is it? Or is it really, really out in the sticks?
You know, Greg, when I interview people, I use one of modern society's measuring sticks, which is Walmart. So I tell people that our nearest Walmart is about a 2.5 or 3 hour drive away. So, our bigger city is in Colorado, which is Grand Junction. You know, if you want to go to the box stores, the Walmarts, the Starbucks and McDonald's, as I like to say, then, you know, that Grand Junction is your town. We have a small Green River's in between us. It's smaller, but, yeah, that's how, you know, remote we are from the bigger, you know, small cities basically. So, and it's a nice open drive. People laugh. I say it's a quick 2.5 or 3 hours. And they say, what is, you know, how, what does that mean? But it's a very nice open, you know, safe drive. That's, you know, through no cities to get there. So you're not interrupted or stopping.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is the closest. And it's of course, Grand Junction is a beautiful area in itself with a whole world of things to do. But we are, it's a little bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to get some milk if they run out and nearby without going 3 hours?
It is. You know, part of what we operate in the convenience sector, you know, what I tell people, milk, eggs, bread, cheese, and potato chips, the essentials, they can, you know, they can pick up here. So all those items, including a few more, are right here. And I actually offer a discount to our employees. And then we actually have the Swan's frozen food vendor, which some of America knows from way back and some has never heard of, but we actually have that us too. So we do have those conveniences here on property where, you know, they're here and available, but it does not require that long drive for, you know, milk or bread.
Okay. And the hiring process, can you describe that?
Yeah, we're very much like a lot of other, you know, small and medium businesses. You know, we have an application site that's, you know, automated and online. One of the things we pride ourselves in is responding to everyone. You know, everyone that applies, we're going to email them and communicate with them, give them a lot of information, and then interview them too. You know, if it's mutual and they say, "Oh, I meant to apply with you. I didn't think I was applying in Page." we pride ourselves on the response. If somebody takes the time to apply, we certainly appreciate it and want to return that and speak with them. But we, of course, yeah, the interview, it talks about the jobs and then maybe the specific job they applied for, you know, given the details on it and what we talked about, you know, if it involves inside and outside, the type of work. And then I'll focus on the philosophy, again, being remote. And, you know, making sure that's a fit for people, that they are prepared to be in the middle of nowhere. But we pride ourselves on contacting and giving lots of information, you know, over the phone, through videos, you know, through an FAQ sheet and through pictures. You know, the old a picture is worth 1,000 words. We have sites with those, too, to make sure everybody's well-educated, to have an idea of, you know, where they're coming to work and live.
Okay. That makes sense. So are you accepting applications now for the 2020 season?
We do. Yeah, Greg, we accept applications year round and that site is always live. So absolutely. Yeah. Anybody that, you know, wishes to apply, and we actually get people that even further out, you know, this summer that emailed and applied and talked about, you know, next year too. So absolutely. Anytime anybody wants to apply, you know, with a specific availability in mind, they're certainly more than welcome to.
How long does it take for you to make that hiring decision?
You know, for me, Greg, talking to people on the phone, a lot of it's instant because, you know, people, again, with today's technology and the, you know, the resumes and the background and our application, we have good information on them. And, you know, that for me, that personal aspect is speaking to people on the phone. And, boy, it's just, you know, for me, it's that intuition from having hired thousands of people in the past that typically 90% of the time, you know, I'll make a job offer on the phone and it's accepted. And then the second part of that is some people, if they, you know, they're not like me, they don't fall in love so quickly. But if they need that day to 2 days to 3 days to make sure that it works for them and or their, you know, spouse or partner, then a few times it does extend that a little bit further too. And we're always glad to give people the courtesy to, you know, make sure they're making the right decision too.
Where can people get more information if they want to know about Tickaboo and the opportunity that's available?
Several sources, Greg. Of course, we're on the, we have a page on the, you know, the Work Camper news site. We have our own website, tickaboo.com, which is a great resource of information. We have videos on YouTube. You know, if one were to search Tickaboo, there's numerous videos of our adventure and fishing and ATV business and around us. You know, CoolWorks is one of our places that has the pictures too. And we have an MGear page with pictures as well. So, yeah, a search for Tickaboo and those areas will certainly give you a lot of information and pictures about us and all the areas around us, too.
Do you have any additional advice you would like to give to people who are considering becoming a work camper?
You know, it's about adventure. I think a lot of people that consider it have, you know, it's about that adventuresome spirit. So I think we exemplify that. and it's a great lifestyle. You know, we're campers that we've met and dealt with are just great people that are enjoying life and what's out here in America. So my advice is come see us. Come apply and let's talk and see if we can get you in that lifestyle that we afford here of adventure in a beautiful area.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate the time. It sounds like a great opportunity, and I do know from personal experience it is one of the most scenic places in America.
Absolutely, Greg. I agree. It's one of the few times that I think the word majestic is very applicable, and I personally have lived here for 6+ years. And have been afforded the opportunity to travel around the U.S., but it is certainly my favorite place because it is so diverse and so majestic here in this part of the country. So I agree with you. I enjoy it personally, too.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hope you wrap up this year well and have a successful 2020 season.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate that and appreciate talking with you, too.
Spending a summer in spectacular Lake Powell region of Utah sounds like an incredible opportunity. To fully get away from the hustle and bustle of a hectic life is an added benefit. I'd like to thank John Motley, the general manager of Tickaboo Lodge, for taking time to come on the show to tell us about the work camper opportunities available at the lodge. There are so many recreational opportunities available within a short distance of the lodge that I know people who love the outdoors would have no trouble enjoying an adventurous summer. Just the ability to rent boats and ATVs at discounted rates, or even tag along on some of the adventure trips the lodge offers to guests, all of that is a very unique perk. Fishing is plentiful along the 186-mile lake that fingers its way throughout that region, so is water skiing, hiking, canoeing, and certainly sightseeing. It's a remote area, but if you can get food deliveries via Schwann's and the company-operated convenience stores, and make a trip or two per month to the big city of Grand Junction, Colorado, you'll have everything you need for an adventurous summer. For more information, be sure to visit www.tickaboolodge.com. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Our next episode is on Thanksgiving, and it will feature a couple who is intimately familiar with the RV and work camping lifestyle. I'll be talking to Jody and Luke Duquette. Jody is the editor of Work Camper News, and Luke keeps the websites up and running. It's sure to be a fun show. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.